Hi, everybody. My name is Gabe Gibbs.
And you'll never know my name.
Her name is Allie Gibbs, and this is a podcast called Mom Said. It's made by siblings, but it's not about that.
But it's not about that.
It's often about that. Today's episode, we talk about a lot of things.
Mostly it's me and Grant in a real, actual fight. So if you're codependent, yeah. Trigger warning, we for real fight about some things.
Grant and Allie do fight quite a lot. It does lead to one of the most intense musical theater ballads of history, where Allie finishes it and asks, "Did I sound like Bette Midler?" So wait for that. We talk about a bunch of different things, but mostly the real spine of this episode is Grant and Allie fighting. Before we start the episode, we talk about it a little bit at the end, but I am taping my comedy special in LA, March 16th. There are tickets available for that. It's my first time taping my comedy special ever. It's not my first time doing the show, but it is my first time taping a comedy special, so I'd love to have you be there for that.
Please,
that's March 16th.
Please get your ticket as soon as possible. For those of you who are going to text me after it sells out and say, "Allie, how do I get a ticket?" I cannot help you, so get your ticket now. That goes out to my friends. That goes out to my colleagues, my homies. Buy your tickets right now.
Yes, this is, yes. Please. Would love to have you there. It's going to be a lot of fun. But enjoy this episode, mostly with you and Grant fighting pretty much the whole time. That's it.
Love you guys.
Do you want to say hit it, Grant? Do you want to say hit it, Grant?
Hit it, Grant!
I went to a party last night, and you know the next morning when everyone wakes up and
is this like, you starting the podcast, or is this you telling us something? Because you did tell us a story earlier that you don't want to tell on the podcast, a scandalous little story.
It honestly is.
That happened at this party but you can't tell us about.
Stop. But what Welcome I was going to gonna say is, what I was going to say is, you know when you go to a party the night before, the girls will know. When you go to a party the night before and then you wake up and everybody wakes up and goes, "Who has that picture of us on the balcony? Who has that video of me dancing upside down at the whatever?" And it's like, send me that picture.
She's so loud in my ears. Can you turn?
That's all natural, baby.
Thank you. I know.
You know, I went to David Foster's 75th.
A little bit more, Al. Thank you. It was just the beginning of that. I couldn't even think of a thing to say back to her, which is sort of the whole podcast because.
Can I say, when I went to David Foster's 75th birthday party at the Hollywood Bowl, that is to say that mom and dad got tickets on Groupon for us to be in the nosebleeds for this one night only show where David Foster brought up all these people from his career and they sang a bunch of songs.
I was about to explain who David Foster was to the listener, but I know the listener of this podcast knows who David Foster is.
And if you don't, Google him and you'll see.
And knows who Catherine McPhee is.
Totally. But the point
of me...
Our dad
loves Catherine McPhee and David Foster so much.
And they're coming to Palm Springs. Anyway, the point of me telling that story was not to talk about David Foster. It was to say that we were so far up in the nosebleeds and it was such a windy night that you couldn't really hear the concert, which was interesting because the Hollywood Bowl is usually pretty good with sound, but I think the wind was carrying... the voices away? That's a thing!
The sound waves can get blown away like particles in the air. Does scientist Grant have an opinion on this?
Grant is not a physics expert. We can find out. Go ahead, Grant.
I'm not a physics expert, but I probably know more physics than you two.
No, that's so fair. That's so fair.
And I don't know. I mean, I guess sound travels through particles in the air, so I guess if the particles are being moved a different direction, the sound wants to go, but I'm not sure actually.
Okay, well, can I just tell you from my lived experience, I was really far away from the stage and I could not hear the singers.
Was the wind just loud in your ears? No, it was like muffled.
Interesting.
And
wait, sound is waves. Yes. Air is particles. Can particles mess with waves? Yes.
Well,
waves so move the through particles.
Guys,
waves
what move I'm particles. Saying is possible.
No, so, I get it. I just want to understand it.
Sure.
Because you're moving so fast. What? Your physics are moving faster than my brain can
All
keep up.
All I wanted to say.
Say it. I don't know why you're not saying it.
Well, because you keep interrupting me.
I know.
All I wanted to say was that when Jennifer Hudson came out on that stage, I could hear her loud and clear. Damn. And that's because that woman's waves be traveling no for matter real. The weather. And that's why I've always loved her. But the reason I said this is stupid now, but when you said I was really loud in your ear, I wanted to be like, that's because I'm defying physics, just like Jennifer Hudson with my waves.
That is actually crazy, though, that all these... Who was there? Andrea Bocelli.
I mean, some of the most iconic singers of all time.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Some of the most iconic singers of all time for that type of music.
Totally. Yes. Totally. Yes. Yes. Andrea Bocelli, Kristen Chenoweth. Like,
Cheno.
Yeah, there were so many people there. And the only person I could really hear up in the news bleeds was Jennifer Hudson.
Was there anyone in that gang that was a surprise to you that you were like, oh, huh, weird that Lil Yachty's here?
Weird that Charlie Puth is here.
No, see, no, because he's like, he has like perfect pitch and he's like a Berkeley music. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Guess, it I feels guess. Like
that. Yeah, David Foster was like describe, a young talent.
Yeah. You know? I would describe that crowd as like that tier, that category of artists and the demographic that it's for is like music nerd. Fans.
Right. Right. Like a real, lot of songs were sang by Brian McKnight.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone there was in their chamber choir in high school.
Right. It's like Michael Bublé, Josh Groban was there.
Yes, of course, of course,
yeah, 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 yeah. But point is, Jennifer Hudson defies all laws of physics and gravity, if you will. And I've always said this, and I will say this till the day I die, that woman can sing. Hot take.
Hot take, Jennifer Hudson can sing. We've said it before on the pod, but we'll say it again. This is points to our dad, Greg. He stopped watching American Idol when Jennifer Hudson got kicked off.
And he was right.
And he was right.
He was right.
And he stays being right.
Okay, I want to talk today about, I want to continue this science train going. And if we get serious enough in the direction of talking about science, I think we can put hashtag science on our podcast. Like, I think we can say this is a
science STEM. Podcast.
We should pod.
We should in the categories on like Apple Pod and Spotify when you upload, can you change our podcast from comedy? What is this show? A lifestyle comedy? What is it categorized as?
Lifestyle.
Right now?
Yeah. Get like us.
Comedy, society, and culture, and something else. Can you change it to STEM?
STEM. This is a STEM podcast. So I wanted to talk about this thing that I've been thinking about a lot lately, largely because of my dreams. But a couple of years ago, our cousin Connor introduced us to this idea that...
Shout out, Connor.
Hi, Connor. He doesn't listen.
This is our cool cousin who we like a lot, we like all our cousins, but this was the cousin that would bring a new board game or game of some kind. What do you call games that aren't board games but are board games? Like party game kind of thing? Like, what is Code Names? What is that? That's not a board game. That's just like a game.
To me, board game.
Okay. So this is our cousin Connor who would always bring, very smart, would always bring a new game to every Christmas. And so we would always like know about Code Names before people did, or be the first ones playing Werewolf or whatever because of Connor.
Okay. So this, I tried to look up on AI what this like phenomenon or this theory is called, and they weren't cooperating. But basically it's that like any person when they close their eyes and you tell them, picture an apple.
Can you do it with us?
Do it right now. Close your eyes and picture an apple. What do you see? Is it darkness? Is it a 2D apple? Is it a three-dimensional apple?
Hold on. Okay. Sorry. I should have underscored you. Okay. I should have. Start us over. Listener, start us over. Go ahead. Everyone at home, here we go.
Listener, audience, close your eyes. Clear your mind. Picture with me. A blank space. Now enter into that space a simple apple, a fruit you've known for a really long time. Look at that apple. Take it in. Take a bite. Whoa, you can't take a bite. That apple's in your head. Now, what do you see when you look at this apple? Is it like 2D line drawing? Is it 3D? Is it animated? What is it? What do you see, Gabe?
Are we still eyes closed?
Well, now we're discussing STEM.
So we're eyes open.
Oh, yeah. Transition. Now open your eyes. Let's talk about what you've seen down in there.
Marcel the Shell.
Let's talk about what you've seen in there. What did you see?
What I seen was when I closed my eyes, I genuinely saw a red apple and a green apple kind of back and forth. But the thing that it landed on most was a green apple that used to be on some, for whatever reason, this was in my brain. It was on the center of a vinyl that we bought at grandma and near grandma and grandpa's house. Green
so
apple.
So it was a 2D.
You hated my description and you didn't even let me finish it.
Well, you didn't really answer the question, which was it 2D? Was it 3D?
The question was what did you see? And so I was telling you, what did I see?
Oh my God. You're ruining my exercise.
Keep going.
So you saw an animated apple?
Yes.
Okay. Grant, what did you see?
This exercise, people do a lot. And for me, when I try to visualize something, I visualize it like through a fake memory that I've created. Like I can't just like close my eyes and see an apple. I like have to pretend I'm in my kitchen looking at an apple on the counter. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Like I see it through a the way I see memories is the way I can visualize something. Maybe that's the same for everyone. I don't really know. This is a hard topic to.
No, this is really interesting what you're saying.
This is a hard topic to vocalize because it's just complex brain stuff. But when you tell me to visualize whatever, I see it the same way I would see a memory, but I just have to like make up a memory.
Whoa. So you can't just see like an apple?
No, I have to pretend that I'm looking at this table and I see an apple on this table.
Whoa, cool. Okay, so I asked AI, like, is there an average way that people see this?
Uh-huh.
Or is there like a... Really what I wanted was for AI to tell me that the way I see things is the smartest
special.
Way.
Yeah, of course.
And the specialist way.
Of course.
They said, no, there's a huge variety to the way that people see things. And it's like... speaks to your creativity level. It speaks to your...
You were sort of looking for the Gryffindor of... how you see things in your brain.
I'm seeing an apple 3D. I can conjure up any image in my mind at the drop of the hat. And I was like, that has to be advanced. So I asked AI, who's the best at imagining apple?
So this is what science is to Allie. Science is to Allie, I'm pretty sure I'm amazing. How can I prove it?
Dude, okay.
Are there studies out there to validate the fact that I'm 99% sure I'm different and better than most?
100%. So last night, I stayed out till 2 a.m. And can I preface this by saying...
Congratulations.
No,
should we
no.
do one more science thing while we're on science?
This is kind of a science thing.
Okay.
Oh.
This is a science podcast. Today's episode is science.
I have amazing sleep score every night. I'm an incredible sleeper. Another way that science proves that I'm advanced. I get the little crown in my Aura Ring app all the time. You slept well. You're so ready for the day. Last night I get home at 2 a.m. and I'm so used to getting a crown in my sleep score. Uh-huh. I go to sleep and I say to myself, I bet I'm going to have an awesome sleep score in the morning still. I go to sleep. I wake up. I check my sleep score. It's horrible.
Yeah, because you went to bed at 2.
It's a horrible sleep score.
Probably with booze in the blood.
But I was kind of, not really actually, I was kind of feeling like I took one shot of alcohol at 9:30 p.m. and then that's it. But
what's the point of taking one shot?
Everyone said, we're taking a shot.
So it's
and they hand it to me and I'm like, ugh.
You're like, sure. But you weren't really planning on
it. It was a social shot. Anyway, I felt like I wanted to write to my Aura Ring and be like, listen, I went to bed really early compared to my friends. Do I not get any points for that?
No.
I was the first to leave the party. I want to tell my Aura Ring so bad. I was the first to leave.
The Aura Ring is not.
Give me some points for that.
No. The data is not in comparison to the homies. The data is you and your data.
Totally. And that's hard for me because I'm like, I feel like I could have done worse, and I feel like I'm not getting points for that.
Well, I'm sorry. I wish I could help you.
So that was another science thing we could talk about. What was your science thing, Grant?
I wanted to talk about your Oura ring, and you did it perfectly. So
wow, there we go.
Hell yeah, yeah. I wore an Oura ring on my pinky.
Like that's not what you're supposed to wear, though.
No, you're supposed to wear it on your middle finger. It's not messed up data. Although I will say I was extremely stressed out yesterday with work, and my Oura ring said for the entirety of yesterday I was only stressed for a total of 15 minutes.
Dang,
not possible. I was stressed for like 6 hours. For sure.
Dang. I'm so sorry.
Sing.
It seems that the pinky ring is not the way to get your data.
Yes, it is.
No. It seems that the pinky ring is not the way for you to go and get your data.
What
Here's
makes
the thing.
You say that?
Also, my brother Grant told me that he thinks you're not getting enough sleep. He thinks you have a good score, but not enough sleep.
Yeah, I don't understand that. Like, if I have a crown every morning and I feel fine and I'm functioning in my life, what's making you say I'm not getting enough sleep? Just based on an idea of sleep you have in your head?
I feel like I'm forcing songs, and let's just let the podcast roll, baby.
What? That was weird.
I'm not a doctor, but I know.
How many guys have started a sentence with "I'm not a doctor"?
I know. He's about about to tell me that I need more sleep based on an idea he has in his head, even though I have the data to prove that I'm getting enough sleep now. Or is it because it's on my pinky you don't trust?
But is the sleep score? We cannot be talking about sleep score for more than another minute and a half.
I know.
But is the sleep score quality of sleep or amount of sleep?
Both.
It's all of it. Quality, quantity, regularity, and timing. QQRT is what.
Oh my God. We hit that QQRT.
QQRT is what makes up quality of your sleep.
And I wake up with a crown on my head every morning.
Here's what I'll say is sleep is on a bell curve. And most people on the bell curve, a normal distribution, most people on the bell curve fall at 8 hours.
Oh, this is a science podcast.
And I know, so there is a very small percentage of people that need more than 8 hours and a very small percentage of people that need less than 8 hours. And I saw your average was at 6:45. And it's very, very unlikely that that's enough sleep for you. Now, it could be. All I'm saying is it's statistically unlikely that you're getting enough sleep.
But did you not see all my crowns?
Sure, but we can. I trust the time.
You're like dying on this hill, even though I've now recorded all this data to say that I am. It says every morning, it says you are ready for the day. That's what it says.
Sure, that's
Girl,
measuring HRV,
you're ready
et
to take this day on. You slept enough to do the day. That's what it says.
Asterisk, it's on the pinky ring.
My gosh.
I'm just saying
Audience,
it's on the pinky
do
ring.
Do you see what I'm dealing with? It's like they get an idea in their head and then there's nothing I can do to change this idea.
I don't
idea
have
in
any
their
ideas
head.
In my head. Not a single one.
Well, no, if you were averaging 8 hours of sleep, I'd say, great.
Allie's already mad at me. You
know, I don't need 8 hours of sleep.
So this is perfect. This is perfect. Allie got upset with me this week. We were staying at our parents' place again because of LA fires. We'll leave the donation link in the bio because there's been more going on. It's actually crazy.
I know.
Anyway. So my wife and I are out there. Allie came out to stay for a couple of days and I had to take a Zoom call this week.
And oh so my gosh.
Allie got so mad at me because I go into our parents' bedroom. Everyone's working all over the house. I go into our parents' bedroom
Should
because
I tell
my dad
my
has
side
a little
of the story
desk
first. Or you want to tell your side of the story first, which is better.
This is a good question because what's better? Hold on. What's better? Because if it's from your perspective, then it's from,
I think we
should just weave it.
I think, okay.
Just chime in when you're feeling ready.
I had a hard week and I needed a nap so badly. So I went into my parents' room to take a nap because I'm sharing a room with a friend. I don't have my own room. I went into my parents' room to take a nap.
And then I, a few minutes later, needed to take a private Zoom call for a thing I'm working on, hopped onto a Zoom call in that same room. My dad has a desk in there. I sat at the desk. In the middle of my Zoom call, all of the sudden, what I thought was this pile of pillows and blankets on the bed stands up and leaves.
I go into a room to nap. He's never taken a meeting in this room ever once before. He rocks up while I'm napping, sits down loudly, jostling everything around, opens up his laptop and starts talking about whatever business he's talking about. And I'm like, hello? There are so many other places you could have taken this meeting.
Here's where it comes.
What are you doing in here?
Literally did not know she was in the room because... She decided to lay, how do I describe this? She decided to lay along the pillows,
along
the headboard, in between the pillows and the headboard, laying in between the pillows and the headboard as if she was one of the pillows with a blanket over her whole body. So she was in there. I did a quick glance.
Behind all the pillows.
Behind all the fucking pillows. So I walk in there and I'm doing my Zoom call. Doing my thing, and then she scared me getting up out of it because I didn't think anyone was in there.
I thought you saw me and chose to just take a meeting there just to piss me off.
Why would I see you and be like, this is perfect. Let me hop on a Zoom call right next to you, already knowing you're already mad at me.
Listeners.
From the jump.
Listeners, audience, listen. I don't know why I took a nap in between the pillows and the headboard. I was sleepy and I wanted to be cozy, and sleeping along the regular way of the bed is for nighttime.
Yeah.
This was for daytime. An awesome way of sleeping along the headboard behind the pillows. When you're napping, you gotta sleep different than the way you sleep at night.
That's true. If it's nap time, you can't be sleeping the same as nighttime. Because then your body will think it's nighttime. And then you'll have too big of a nap, bro.
And you're it's dark. If you wake up when it's dark, you get confused. And it's hard to live the rest of your day without wanting to die, if I'm being honest.
That's true. You never recover. If your body thinks it's night, but it's not night, then your body wakes up and things are not right. If your body thinks it's night and it's not night, then your body wakes up and things are not right. This is true. And this is science. Oh, you had more. Go.
So figure out a way to sleep different if you're gonna sleep during the day on a futon or upside down on the couch or behind your parents' pillows in the closet, maybe.
In the car, kick the seat back.
In the car, kick the seat back.
Kick the seat back.
Hey.
Cracking ourselves up. That is true, though.
Bad Hamilton.
Yeah, I was literally about to say, Lin-Manuel Miranda wrote that.
Yeah. That was the first demo he sent. That was the first demo he ever sent to anyone.
For Moana 2. Disney was like, oh, no.
Awesome. This is great. Okay, so we're going to kind of confer on our side of things, and we'll circle back and give you some thoughts. Thanks so much for this, Lin. Appreciate.
Yeah,
he's out there like, and I'm gonna kick the seat back.
Can I just say though?
Just get in your car. And
if what you're is going
I'm doing
into
like Fred Schneider.
Yeah, that's not a good.
I got Lin-Manuel's me a Chrysler.
Like, no, Lin-Manuel's like this.
Do you need underscore?
How does a bat? No.
Really? You said actually, Lin-Manuel's like this, big colon, empty silence,
and then I said,
bro.
I couldn't think of any Lin-Manuel lyrics in this moment, but I have one Lin-Manuel impression, and it's this video of him running on a red carpet, and he runs like a theater kid.
Oh, I've seen it.
He goes like this.
Does it exit? It's really good.
That's my impression of Lin-Manuel Miranda.
It's really good.
And he listens and would appreciate that.
Agree. What were we saying? Oh, you were pissing me for no reason.
I'm just saying.
I do agree. Okay, science podcast. What's your Oura Ring say about making sure that... Because if you do, genuinely, if you take a nap, not on a couch, and you even got to be careful about pillows and blankets on a couch, because if it gets too comfy, you are going to sleep too long and your day is wrecked.
Well, I always set an alarm.
For a nap?
Oh,
for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
And for the nighttime.
Do you set an alarm for a nap or do you not take a nap? He says immediately, I don't nap.
I don't nap. It's very rare that I nap. I think if you have to nap often, you're not getting enough sleep at night.
It's crazy. First of all, I'd like to say, to prove my earlier point, I don't nap often. That nap that I took was a rarity, and it was because I was sad.
Sad nap.
I'm the nap that's loaded up with thoughts and sadness too. Anything that you might fear, I'll play in your brain on repeat. Sad nap.
Yeah.
It's crazy to me, Grant, that our mom gave birth to me and then went ahead and gave birth to you, and we could turn out so different.
Yeah. I'm just over here.
Now's the time in the podcast.
Are we done talking about naps and how you were mad at me? Do you have other things that you want to say about it? Because I do want to bring up the fact that you did, after I woke you up, march out into the living room to make an announcement about how rude and how terrible I am to the entire living room.
Everyone agreed with me.
Yeah, my wife.
Lauren was like, what is wrong with him?
Yeah, I bet. My own mother, my own wife.
They were both like, oh my gosh, our friend, that's Tony. Horrible.
Yeah, of course. Meanwhile, I was just trying to get business done.
To be honest with you,
just it was a little business boy.
To be honest with you, it was so obnoxious that I'm not surprised you didn't know I was there, because I was like, what is he doing? Anyway, I digress.
I have one more sleep thing and then we have to be done with sleep.
Sure.
It makes me so angry. So yesterday Gabe spent the night.
Uh-huh.
And oh, it makes me so mad, bro. We were playing Mario Party at 10 p.m. or whatever.
Yeah.
And we're booting up Mario Party, like, in the loading screen. It's stimulating, right? Mario's stimulating. It's loud. Yeah. It's colorful.
Booting it up.
And Gabe's, this we're about to start Mario Party. Gabe's like this on the couch.
Absolutely. For the listener, Grant is eyes closed, mouth open, leaning back.
We have Grant Cam.
I know, but for the listener.
Oh, for the listener.
And you're right. I can see it's so easy to tell when Gabe's in about to fall asleep mode. It like looks like he's
Why is that making you mad? Because you wanted to play Mario Kart?
No.
Or because you're just like, what is wrong with you?
It's something about it's like, oh, you're that tired, huh? You can't fucking You know what I mean? It's like, oh, you're such a sleepy baby. You gotta like, oh, I'm gonna fall asleep on the couch.
Bro, I was about to fall asleep on the couch. I woke up so early, drove so much.
Like,
went to a birthday party.
I did all those things.
Some people, let me know in the comments. Some people can fall asleep while they're doing shit. And usually that's men over 50. And then the rest of people are normal and they don't fall asleep while they're doing stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Well, here's my problem.
Men over 50 who listen to the pod, sound off.
My problem was I was not doing stuff. When the screen is loading and we're doing stuff, I'm catching my Z's, bro.
There's no telling what will happen in between when you turn on the TV and in between when he has to start pressing those stupid little buttons.
That's what I'm saying. And here's also the thing that almost pissed him and Eric off last night is I was half asleep. Losing the whole game.
And then you started to win.
And then I almost won the whole game right at the end. In fact, they both lost and I tied with the computer or something.
That's really frustrating. I'm sorry, Grant.
Sorry, boys.
And this...
Coffee kicked in.
I actually have another thing to say.
I can't play that. I was going
to
try to play that.
Which is that we all, before I left you guys to do your nerd shit last night, we did play a card game with our sister. And Grant brought up this thing about...
We lost.
Grant brought up this thing about how he just heard the phrase about when people are menstruating, it's called being on the rag.
Yeah, we had never heard. Well,
so Grant brings it up and I had said, whatever, we were sitting there and typically Gabe and Grant are going back and forth at like different phrases they've heard for this and they're talking about it. And typically when they're being annoying and making us angry, Annie and I both start yelling at them. It's basically the whole dynamic of the pod where we're like, stop.
Before Grant and I can finish a sentence that even smells like something that might upset the two of them.
We're yelling.
They're yelling.
Last night, I don't know why, but Annie and I both locked in the same way and stayed silent and let them go back and forth. We just looked at each other.
Which is?
Silently and let them go back and forth. Which is even scarier. And I thought to myself, Gabe must be so terrified.
Well, because we weren't saying anything wrong. Grant was just saying all these crazy phrases about that he had never heard before. And he was like, whoa, this is nuts. Have you guys heard On the Rag or all these other things that we hadn't heard before? Nicknames for that time of the month.
The period.
The period. The cycle. And no one was saying anything incorrect, but the topic plus the silence of generally angry sisters.
Silent. We unlocked a new level of terrifying, which is where we just sit there silently.
I just couldn't. It's like when you do something so bad that your parents like can't even look at you or can't even like they're not mad at you. They're just disappointed.
We're just disappointed.
It's like that vibe.
What
it
is
was
it
terrible.
About? Speaking of brains that we were talking about earlier, what is it about brother brains? That can tune in on that sister frequency and shut it out.
Oh,
tune in on that sister frequency and you just don't even hear it. You know what I'm talking about?
I hear what you're saying.
You don't hear. Actually,
when I'm locked in with Gabe, there's the.
I'm very.
And my brain can go. You know what I'm saying? And this is not just me. This is the brothers can attest in the comments. There's something about that sister frequency.
Grant trying to weaponize the audience. That's entirely women. The audience is entirely women.
That sister frequency is on a dial that can be attenuated.
I have so much to say about this, but it's going to make me actual mad in a way that's not fun for this podcast.
Say it. So sing it.
So I don't.
So sing it.
If you don't respect women,
okay.
Just say that.
Okay.
If you tune out the female voice because you don't respect it, just say that. When Grant lived with me a year and a half or two ago, we were in the same apartment. I'd be talking to him. And he wouldn't respond. And one time, Grant told me it's because he doesn't think I deserve a response. Because he doesn't respect what I'm saying. Or me, frankly. So... to tune me out is crazy. But in the year 2025, I have a microphone that goes straight to his fucking ears. I have to pee.
You have to pee?
I'm sorry, I have to pee. I've had to pee for a long time. You finish the song.
But in Grant's defense... this feels crazy to try to defend you while she's gone.
I can.
Okay.
But in Grant's defense.
Uh-huh.
As a brother, you're kind of allowed to be a little bit disrespectful to your sisters. This is why siblings fight.
Uh-huh.
This is why siblings bicker.
Uh-huh.
This is a part of growing up together.
Uh-huh.
I'm tuned in on that alley frequency. 532 hertz is that alley frequency.
Science podcast.
That alley frequency can get turned off.
Wow, a quick pee.
And this has nothing to do with women. I tune out men as well.
Uh-huh.
But there's something special about my sisters that I'm especially good at tuning out.
Uh-huh.
Because when you're hit with the same, what's the word? Criticism over and over.
Oh.
Eventually, you get used to the stimulus.
Can I just say... when we lived together, I wasn't standing there criticizing you. I'd be like, what are you up to today? And then be like, dead silence. And I was like, okay.
Okay, we're on the verge of actual fight. I was going to say.
Did I kind of sound like Bette Midler in that song?
No.
Damn. Next time. I'll work on it, gals.
Okay. That was fun. We should probably move on.
That was a real conflict that you just heard in real time.
I don't think it was a real conflict. Grant was said, Grant was putting it up on a tee for you.
Real to me.
Sorry, I can't hear you. I've tuned you out. Allie was mad at me. That's what led to that.
Now it's time for the weekly ranking of my brothers.
Oh, sorry, 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 sorry. Who sings this? Me?
Me.
You sing this?
Yeah, I did last time.
Oh, okay. Let me get you something. How do you want it to feel?
Literally awesome. Literally awesome. Oh my gosh. It's time again to rank my brothers.
That's kind of hard to hear.
Well, it was actually kind of hard to pick out like what pitch. Yeah. Okay.
Just like it's hard to pick out the brother, or is it obvious this week?
Well, it's obvious right now.
But this week. Grant did come in right at the end of the week, right before the ranking, and take a big swing. Right before the ranking and take a huge swing. Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee. Your boy might make it this week.
I think.
I was top last week too, huh?
You were. Grant was top the week before. I do think you're top again this week.
Hey! Hey! Blew out the mic. Hey! 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 This is the morning of my life! Yeah! You've seen that TikTok?
This is the morning of my life. Yeah.
That was good.
I feel like I might have even been a little closer than you.
Wow. B flat. Okay. So happy to have been.
I did it in the same key as you. I should have done it in a girl.
No, you should have done it in that key. Any higher and you'd have blown your shit out, bro. Both of us.
We would have literally recorded. We've literally recorded the moment that I
got a vocal note. The last noise Allie ever made.
The last time I ever sang in my life.
The last music that ever came out of her. This is an insane show. Okay, ranking of the brothers. How am I doing this week?
You are top mostly because I fear if I don't make you top. Here's the thing. I'm staying in Gabe's apartment right now.
Oh, yeah, you are.
And I know while I'm staying there, my dog's going to pee on the rug in his front room. I know he is. So I have to stay in Gabe's good graces because I need a place to sleep. That's what it comes down to.
Your dog does like to pee in my apartment, which is a hilarious vibe.
If Gabe's wife, Lauren, didn't live in that apartment, I would think the fact that my dog walks in there and pees every time a hilarious prank, one that I could have never constructed or pulled off on my own. However.
But it's not like he... Go ahead. However.
I will say... 1 year ago when Gabe was doing a Christmas special at the Typewriter Dynasty
Typewriter.
I do that too.
It's like interchangeable for me. And y'all know what I'm saying. Uh-huh. When Gabe was doing a Christmas special
You said the Typewriter Dynasty like Chance the Rapper. You know what I mean? Like
or Bob the Typewriter the Dynasty like it's
The Typewriter Dynasty,
like it's a government body that's all about typewriters.
Yeah, oh, I like that. But it is the Dynasty Typewriter. My favorite comedy venue.
Gabe's favorite comedy venue. Anyway, he built a door for his show, like a door frame. And he spent so much time building this door.
Building a door.
He built a door. For the listener, he stood up and flexed his little arms.
The problem is you can't see my arms through this bright yellow shirt that I'm wearing. Silly.
Anyway, he built a door and he worked so hard on it and the door was in his living room just sitting there and my dog walked into his apartment and pooped on the door.
He did poop on the door, stupid ass. Which is
so funny. It's so funny.
Stupid ass.
Good boy.
Good boy. Anyway, Okay, so that's why. So it's not. So okay, so you're abusing the ranking of the brothers as a. Okay, but if you weren't living in my apartment, my wife's apartment.
I think still you, because of what Grant said about tuning me out.
Okay. Thank God. You know, if you could do that right before the ranking of the brothers every week, that would be really helpful.
But...
if you could come in and drudge something up. Oh, do you guys want to talk about when you live together? I don't want you guys to fight too much.
Grant gets honorable mention for the cute little dance he did before we started.
He did a cute little dance?
Yeah. I'll post a video on Mom's Head.
Nice.
I took a video of Grant doing a cute little dance before we started.
He wasn't on mic, but he just said, it's a good idea.
By his by his table and his setup, and that was adorable. So honorable mention, second place.
Great job. Good job, Grant. Good job. Honorable mention, second place. Do you guys want to talk about when you guys live together? Not to make this a whole Grant versus Allie episode, the battle of the middle sibs. Do you guys want to talk about the marshmallows?
Yeah, we should.
Oh my gosh. This was so infuriating. Okay, I'm going to calm down.
Do you need to paint the picture, or how do we do it? How can I help?
Grant moved to Los Angeles and I have a guest room.
Wait, can we do affirmations before, like calming affirmations? Like,
right, let's calm ourselves down.
Before we, Al, you walked us through something earlier, and I think maybe you could walk us through something now to get us in the zone. Or maybe I should do that so that you guys can talk.
What's the couple therapy thing? I listen and I don't judge.
Yeah, that's a TikTok thing. But
okay, hey, you two, close your eyes.
Okay.
And why don't you guys center yourselves real quick?
Okay.
Go ahead and take a deep breath in. Listener at home can do this as well. In, hold it, and exhale. And remember that no matter what's said in the next few moments here, you guys are of the same ilk, of the same family. You guys are kin. And no matter what, the North Star of your lives is to support each other, uplift each other, and keep each other moving forward. Stop talking while I'm talking. And just know that even though this story started with you two on opposite ends, look at you now. You've come back together. One more breath in, and hold it, and let's exhale. And we'll start with Grant. Start with Allie. Sorry, he's right.
Grant.
I feel different after that, actually.
We needed a deep breath.
Yeah.
Grant was moving into my apartment in Los Angeles because I had a guest room and he was coming to LA and we were doing, Gabe did this for me when I first moved to LA. I stayed with him for free, got on my feet, figured out my life, and then started my life here.
You got on your feet, figured out your life. In 7 weeks.
In seven
the seven weeks.
Weeks
that I offered you in that Airbnb with me.
In
was
7
enough.
Weeks, I became a woman.
Yeah.
So Grant lived with me for a couple months when he first moved here. We actually coexisted amazingly. Like we both love to vacuum.
Grant's clean, yeah.
I'm the cleanest person ever. No, that's just a lie. I do vacuum multiple times a day.
Yeah.
Actually.
And okay. We both, and so
okay,
do I.
That's a disease, but okay.
So do I, because I'm, you know, keeping the place clean.
Yeah.
So we both vacuum together. Anyway, I came home one day and my snack marshmallows that I keep in my freezer were gone.
You want to pause and explain what snack marshmallows are?
Audience, chime in here. What do you think is a snack marshmallows? It's a bag of marshmallows you keep in your freezer that you eat frozen. Everyone has one.
A bag of frozen marshmallows in their freezer for snack.
For when you want a little hit.
And are they minis? Are they peeps? Are they jumbies? Jumbos?
Peeps? No one puts peeps in the freezer. You make peeps go stale.
Nobody puts peeps in the freezer.
No one puts peeps in
hey
the freezer.
Hey, girl, watch yourself. Nobody puts peeps in the freezer.
Nobody puts peeps in the freezer. I do bigs. I do bigs or littles. Whatever is
tickling my fancy. Okay,
bro. I think we took too many deep breaths.
Well, the reason that sounded weird was because I tickling my fancy came to first in my brain, and I wanted a different phrase so badly. But then it just kept going like
okay,
that.
Okay, so you guys coexisted really well as roommates when Grant had first moved to LA.
I came home one day, my freezer marshmallows were gone. I text Grant, "Where are my freezer marshmallows?" He texts me back, "I threw them out." This was a brand new bag of snack mellows.
Grant, what was your experience?
This freezer had a lot of stuff in it that was ready to be thrown out.
Okay.
And she even, I think you acknowledged that prior.
Yeah, totally.
Like, you can throw this out, you can throw this out.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, yeah.
There was a lot of stuff in this, and I was trying to be nice. First of all, I want to start this by saying, thanks for letting me live with you for that period of time.
Wow, great job. Great job.
Just trying to help.
Yeah. She can still hear you on the headphones. So anything you're sort of
when you cover your mouth, I can still hear is going straight to my ears.
Anything you throw
trying
to me
make
to the
up
side.
For the tune out thing.
No, and I hear you, bro. I hear you, bro. But it was good for the podcast. Thanks for taking one for the team.
I was trying to be nice and organize her freezer for her. I was throwing out the old stuff, organizing,
yeah,
etc. Because
nice.
She was nice letting me live with her. And behind all the stuff in the back of the freezer, there's stuff in front. Like, I don't even know how you were going to access this bag of marshmallows.
You go like this.
Hold on.
Where you're telling the story of the freezer, your hand is covering the lens. So put the freezer in a different part of your mind's eye. There you go.
In the back, behind all the shit.
Yeah.
Is like a 3/4 full bag of marshmallows
with
a hole in it.
It was new.
And typically stuff in the back of the freezer is old.
Is
right?
Yes.
So I go, what does she need this bag of marshmallows for?
Opened?
I don't even think there was a clip on it.
No, you keep it open.
No clip.
Yeah. You keep it open so you can reach it.
No, bro. No. No, you can't just leave an open bag of food in the freezer so you can just dive in.
If it's in the back.
But you put it in the back?
Totally. You just reach your hand into the freezer, you grab a marshmallow, and then you...
Okay. So... trying to be nice organizing this freezer, I throw out this bag of marshmallows that obviously doesn't belong in the freezer. And then the end of the world ensues.
Yeah.
The end of this? This can be the end of this and we don't have to argue about this again, because for the listener audience folk, we've argued about this about 47 times.
Yeah.
Grant then texts me back and says, I will buy you a new bag of marshmallows. Could you cue me up?
I don't want to. Hold on. What's the vibe?
Tragedy.
Oh. We've been doing a lot of tragedy music today. Here we go. Let's one-hand it.
To this day.
Oh my God. Put the mic 1. Lower.
1.5 years later.
Oh my God.
I've never received a bag of marshmallows for my pain.
And that's from Les Miserables.
Yeah, that was from Les Miserables.
Zoom in really close on my face like they did to Anne Hathaway.
Oh, yeah, when she's doing...
when she was crying and singing toward
Stride!
The camera.
Right?
Oh, yeah, she kind of ate down.
She won an Oscar, bro.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, bro.
Congrats, Anne Hathaway. That's
so
major.
Bro, Anne Hathaway's unbelievably good.
Yeah, no, I know.
Why did we turn on it? Why did we turn on Anne Hathaway? She's great.
Yeah.
I feel like people were like kind of annoyed with her for a second or something.
They were.
But did she do something bad? She's great.
I think it was people didn't like her real life personality. And to that I say...
But how do they know her real life personality?
And also to that I say, that's not what you pay her for.
Well, true.
Boys.
But also, these people can't actually know her real life personality.
Right.
They're just piecing things together based on social media. Leave Anne Hathaway alone.
Leave Anne Hathaway alone.
What happened to that Leave Britney Alone guy?
He probably owns a company or something.
Yeah, guaranteed. Do you remember that video, or was that a little, or were you a little too young for that?
No, I know that. And he's dead.
Leave Britney alone is dead.
Don't say he's dead.
Literally?
Don't say he's dead.
Oh, I was like, he's dead.
I'm just saying, you can look at old videos of people and try to guess if they're still alive. And like,
that was like 7 years ago.
No.
That was like 7 years ago and he was 25.
Horrible take.
No, Grant, it's because we were watching old Nickelodeon videos before we started watching this. And it was like a video of, it was like an old episode of Rocket Power, but someone had recorded it from the TV to a VHS. So they left the commercials in and it was really fun. Oh. And there was this like old teacher lady in a commercial from the 90s selling a product that you could have that's cool for lunch. I'm cool teacher. Uh-huh. And Grant just watches it and goes, she's probably dead now.
Oh my gosh.
Did you say Leave Britney Alone was 7 years ago?
Okay, probably 17.
Okay.
Probably that's 17. A big jump. When was it, actually, though?
Probably 2008.
I like to assume.
That's 17 years ago.
Almost 20 years ago. Yeah, 17 years ago.
I like to assume people are 30 times more successful than when we saw them last.
I love that.
He's the CEO. You know what? I bet that guy's the CEO of Google.
I'm serious. He's probably something.
I bet that guy's making the big bucks at a tech company.
Leave Britney alone, guy.
Why do you
Chris Crocker, the Leave Britney alone guy, is still active on social media and pursuing a career as a singer and a comedian.
Oh, do the sound where you go.
He sold his Leave Britney alone now. Whoa. He sold his Leave Britney alone video as an NFT for $41,000 to help pay for his grandmother. Wait, he's killing it.
I knew he was successful.
Crocker recorded this video in 2007.
Okay.
Here's the thing. That boy was right.
Yeah, he was right.
Remember when he went viral and everyone was like, that guy is crazy. LOL, comedy.
We needed to leave Britney alone.
We did that to her.
I know. Let's do that take. I have a new thing to save you from yourself. Crocker.
I had too much coffee. And I'm trying to defend Britney Spears.
Crocker is also a character on Fairly Odd Parents, which your wife has an incredible impression of. I think we should all try right now.
Do you know when he says, I'll do mine. Pull the mic away a little bit.
Fairies!
Do you have one?
No.
Okay. My wife, Lauren, does it really well.
Yeah, do it.
But I'm going to blow it out.
Bless you.
Do your Crocker. Okay, my Crocker. Here we go. Ferris!
Both of those were
pretty
bad.
Good. Grant, how were they?
They're both bad.
Damn. All right, fair enough.
Last night, we were at a sushi place, and there was these girls next to
Why
us
Why were we
ordering
at a sushi place?
For Annie's birthday. Happy birthday to you.
I don't know the chorus. Happy birthday to you.
We do.
For anyone at home, it's 1-5-1-5-1-5-1-1-4-5-1. Any music nerds listening this far in, that's how it goes.
Oh, anyway.
Did you hate that? I'm sorry.
It was just like so boring. But what I was about to say is we do birthday parties. Hire us for your birthday party.
We don't do birthday for the
we
right price.
Do birthday party.
For the right price, we do birthday
do
parties.
Birthday party.
Holiday parties. Bar and bat mitzvahs.
Bar and bat.
Sweet 16s. Kane says. We'll do anything for the right price.
The other day, Gabe and Lauren and I were shopping, and I found a bracelet that I really wanted that was like a beautiful chain, like gold bracelet. And I was like, I love this bracelet. The design is so cool. Mm. And Gabe looks at me and says, that's Boo Boo Tiffany.
We were at a place that was selling jewelry, and it was like clearly a knockoff Tiffany. So what came out of my mouth in the store in front of the
he
people
says,
that work there.
That's Boo Boo Tiffany.
That's Boo Boo Tiffany right there.
Can I have a question.
It's Tiffany, but the Boo Boo kind.
That's Boo Boo Tiffany.
That's Boo Boo Tiffany.
Is that a phrase that you made up?
Boo Boo Tiffany?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Boo Boo Tiffany. And I'll tell you what.
This feels like you're really trying to force the title of the episode to be Boo Boo Tiffany.
Oh,
Actually, no, that hadn't even crossed my mind. Oh,
I thought you were trying to
trying to do a podcast.
Oh, sorry.
I was just about to
say. It was Boo Boo Tiffany. Okay, and then the Boo Boo is Tiffany that we have in the house is my wife got gifted a keychain that was Tiffany keychain, uh-huh. but it had the little Tiffany heart on it. And so she clipped it to a different necklace.
Yeah.
That's a different color metal. So it's like this like gold chain with like a silver Tiffany.
It's super cute and innovative. And Gabe, every time she wears it, he's like, don't wear that Boo Boo Tiffany.
I said, don't wear that Boo Boo Tiffany. You're better than that, baby. You deserve better. Sorry I can't get it for you, but you deserve better than the Boo Boo Tiffany.
Yeah, yeah. Don't yell at her for what she has to do from your lack.
Me. Because of me.
That's embarrassing. Your Boo Boo, for real. Your Boo Boo Tiffany.
This podcast doesn't make enough money yet.
This podcast, Boo Boo Tiffany. This You're podcast, right. Boo Boo Tiffany.
You're right.
Everything... These songs, Boo Boo Tiffany.
Damn.
If your wife has Boo Boo Tiffany jewelry, whose fault is that?
You're right. It's my fault. It's my fault my wife doesn't have the real kind of Tiffany. She's got Boo Boo Tiffany and a Boo Boo Man. Sorry that she married a theater kid turned comedian.
No. We're not doing...
This is the first time Grant has ever nixed a song. He said, uh-uh.
You don't like Boo Boo Tiffany Boo Boo Ma'am?
I don't like self-deprecating songs.
All right.
Grant is calling the kibosh on Boo Boo Tiffany Boo Boo Man.
I love that.
We can continue, but I just feel like, don't be mean to yourself.
Aww. You're right. I'm in on the joke, though. Hey, can we... I'm in on the joke. I appreciate you looking out for me, but I'm sort of in on the joke.
Actually, the reality is Lauren could buy herself Tiffany pretty easily, so...
I don't know. It just made me sad.
Okay, respect. Respect.
Boo Boo Tiffany Boo Boo Man was actually kind of beautiful, so...
Yeah, I could see
why that would make you sad, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, back it up. Do it again.
Okay. Sorry that my wife... Whatever I said, and then something, and a Boo Boo Man, right? I'll work harder to make my Boo Boo less Boo Boo, and turn it all into a
non-Boo Boo plan.
Plan. Whoa.
A non-Boo Boo plan.
A non-Boo Boo plan. Hoping that she will notice that I'm not so boo-boo.
If you try hard not to be boo-boo, you might get to be not boo-boo.
And she will notice that my love is super true-true.
Oh! True-true love has never been boo-boo once, and it's total day.
Boo Boo Tiffany leads to love forever, so it's not a big deal to have a boo boo in your heart. Oh,
we lost the plot, but keep going.
Yeah. Sometimes the greatest love of all starts out boo boo, but
and turns choo choo, and the boo boo on the outside shows a true true in your
inside, and the boo boo on the outside shows the true true in your heart. Thanks so much. Are we done? Dang, we have more. That just felt like a nice little ending. No. I feel like
the boo boo on the outside shows the true on the inside
in your heart. Because sometimes all you got is boo boo,
right?
But if you're trying,
right,
then
you can never be soul.
Then you can never be what?
Soul.
Talk like a person. What are you saying?
It wasn't the end of my sentence. I just was. You were just asking. I was going to say, you could never be so boo-boo.
You're just talking crazy. I couldn't even hear what the words were.
So, and then paused. And then you just kept interrupting me.
Because you paused so long, I thought it was done.
You can never be so boo-boo.
Crazy ass. I do feel like that was a nice final song.
I agree. And this has been an amazing week and an amazing time with you guys, the people listening. Some of you have DM'd me and said, I listened to that. And I'm so happy when you do, because thanks.
Yeah, thank you everybody for listening to this podcast. We're so glad people are enjoying it. It's finding the right people so far.
Yeah.
All you music nerds and theater nerds.
It does. It's funny, as people have been like reaching out being like, I'm listening to this, I'm starting to understand who's listening to it, and I feel like I'm talking to them.
Sure.
I'm like, I know you
guys. Still mostly our mom.
True. But I will say, as we round out this episode of the pod, first of all,
hated that.
First of all, don't worry about me and Grant. We're going to be okay. We argue about these same things all the time. So if you're worried about the band breaking up, it's not possible. We're family. Second of all, Gabe is taping a special here in Los Angeles at Dynasty Typewriter.
I am taping my first comedy special at Dynasty Typewriter in LA on March 16th. I'm doing an early taping and a late taping. I'm really proud of this show. I've been working on it for like almost 2 years now. My director, Patrick, and I feel like it's time for us to record it in a full special version. So there are tickets available. Please come and see it. I would love to have you there.
It's a really great show. And every time Gabe has one of these shows, it sells out and people ask me if I can get them tickets, and I can't. There are a limited number of seats in these theaters. So if you think you want to go, please get your ticket now.
Thank you for doing that.
Come hang out. Come say hi.
I was wondering if you were going to do a little shout out about the special at the end, and I didn't want to force it. So thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, shout.
Appreciate
out. And it's not really about Gabe. It's more about I'm going to be there.
And some sit next to me.
Yeah, Al's gonna be there. Grant's gonna be there.
Some Annie's hold my be hand. There. Hey, someone come hold my hand for the scary parts.
Yeah, there are a couple scary parts.
Yeah.
Did we clarify what city your show's in?
Los Angeles. So if you live in LA or the surrounding areas, March 16th, you can be a part of me taping my first ever comedy special. It's not my first try at the show, just to be clear. The show is dialed in.
Yeah.
But it is my first ever taping of a comedy special that we're going to release later in the year. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Mom Said. We're very grateful that you listened to this. I do feel like we keep ending the episodes in a churchy way, which I don't mind. Well,
do you
want to
know why that's happening? It's because you just keep talking and vamping. And it's like, we could just be like, bye. But you always vamp.
Bye.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we gotta go.
We gotta go.